T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Jason Barsky Show.
On the phone is the mayor of Hazelden, Jeff Cassatt. Good morning, Mayor Jeff.
Good morning.
How have things been? I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. How have things been going in Hazelden? Actually, I got to be honest with you. I haven't even checked. Are you guys still under your curfew? Where were you at with that?
No, the curfew expired on Monday night at midnight.
Okay.
We've been doing better. The hospital has reduced the limitations on who can be tested, so testing is back up and running. There are less people requesting tests, and therefore, we have less positives. The last 3 days, there's been single digits in new positive cases. So, you know, we feel really good about that.
As far as the economy goes, how do you feel, A, about the governor not moving Luzerne County to yellow? And how do you then feel about the people in Luzerne County, the county council, saying, yeah, well, we need to move along? And how I take it, and I don't even think they're hiding it, I take it as, sorry, Hazelden, we'll get to you later.
Well, we'll do what we have to do to protect the people of Hazelden, and we feel that the best for everybody once the county does make a decision. But, you know, I feel that we spent the last 2 months educating the people on how to better handle themselves in public, what is proper procedures when walking into a store and when not to, how to be home, how to social distance. And in that 2 months, I think we really made a positive effect, not only for now, but well into the future. Now, this isn't just going to go away with COVID-19. You know, we have to think about this for the future and any other illness that is common or, you know, will be new to the area.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish because I had a thought I wanted to make, but continue. Sorry.
I was going to say, I think that there's a lot of businesses that can open, not only citywide, but countywide, statewide. You know, a lot of these places where there is one-on-one contact, like a salon or a hairdresser, where a lot of them are probably operating out of their homes right now anyway, which is probably more unsafe. You know, you have strangers coming into your home, all day long, acting on an illegal business kind of thing. And that's much more unsafe than if you just let the person open, manage what clients they have, how to disinfect, in between. So I think it's more dangerous by keeping a lot of these businesses closed. And I think some of the other stores that if you do it on a square foot occupancy, my store is 1,000 square feet, let me have 20 customers at a time in here. You know, it's time to kind of move on with precautions in a safe way, but we can't be, without trying, we can't just sit idle. You know, we want to protect as many people as we can, but yet we have to give people the option. And I'm not saying everybody has to open.
Right.
But they should have the right to open now under certain limitations.
And I, to your point about people working and doing things from home versus their stores, typically I think the stores would have whatever regulations the state's already put in to keep the standards high as far as cleanliness goes. I'm guessing they'd have procedures already in place, and you're probably right. There's something to be said. And I haven't heard anyone else say that about, trying to do your business out of the trunk of your car or at home is probably not as safe as going to where you can control your business because it's where you do your business. That's a really good point. In terms of taking square footage of businesses, I've seen people say, that's ridiculous. Just let people shop. But at the same time, we're okay with things like fire codes. You can only have a certain occupancy for fire codes. Maybe we just have virus codes. Maybe they change depending on if we're in an outbreak or not. Very much like it's always a moving number. I don't know how that would affect stores and, you know, suddenly, I guess, I don't know if it would affect things. I got to start a business myself just so I can learn more about the day-to-day operation. Because some of these ideas I have, Mayor Jeff, I got to tell you, they sound great in my head, but reality, I don't know if they'd work.
Well, you know, I think that's going to be the new norm moving forward, you know. Like, you do put the fire code occupancy in, you know, per square foot or door entrance, yeah. You know, number of tables or aisles in the store. I think this is going to be the new norm. I think people are going to be shop a lot different. Instead of going to the store and touching every can of food, I think people are going to be more cautious of what they touch in the store. You know, you're not going to kind of pick things off the shelves. I think you're going to be more cautious of what you do in the store. And I think that's what's going to be moving forward, you know. And we got to try it. You know, this is not going to be the last time there's a virus out there. So we got to try and learn from what is going on.
Yeah, and we go back to like 9/11. But we made changes afterwards, how we board planes for safety's sake. And most people are still cool to this day. It's like, it's a pain to take your shoes off or whatever they make you do now. But we do it because we know it's for the best for everybody. I think one of the things that this shutdown has done for us has made us experts, I guess, in how to keep ourselves as safe as possible, whereas before we kind of knew, but we didn't really live it. Now we've lived it. We know we can live it. If need be, we can. And I was actually thinking, I'm like, you know, if you go to the beach or whatever, you bring sunscreen. If you go out in the summer, you put sunscreen on. You have a bag of things you need, a hat, a sunscreen, just to keep yourself safe. We might have virus protection kits. Like, oh, you carry a bag. Oh, a virus broke out. You go to your masks. You go to your hand sanitizer. We keep this stuff stored away for the next outbreak, and we'd be better prepared for this. And I think that helps us, whether it's another virus like this or just the flu virus, I think we're probably, as a society, better prepared.
I think you're going to see people every year wearing masks during flu season, cold season. I think people are going to be a lot more cautious in everyday life moving forward, you know, because it's never going to go away. You know, like, there's always going to be one case lingering out there that you don't know where it is. You never know when you can be infected. So it's never going to go away. We just got to learn to manage life in the safest possible way.
Are there any big concerns in Hazleton that people should know about? Any worries? Because I know one concern people have had, and this wouldn't really hurt Hazleton, I guess the economy would. If other parts of Luzerne County open up, but Hazleton doesn't, if that does happen, people from Hazleton then going to other counties.
That's going to be the problem. Is if you tell me I can't open Hazleton, but Hazleton Township can open or West Hazleton can open, where do you think the Hazleton people are going to go shopping? Where do you think they're going to go eat? You know what I mean? All it's going to do is help spread. So it doesn't make sense on that. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't think the county could limit to pick and choose which municipalities can open and which they can't. I mean, yeah. I haven't talked to anybody, and I'm not going to look to pick that fight right now, but you're not going to tell me that somebody else can open and I can't. You know, I'm going to do what is fair for everybody, like I've always done, and I'll fight for my people, you know, any way I can. But, you know, I'm looking to make whatever I feel is the safest for the citizens of Hazleton. And right now, I think a slow opening, and not saying today, maybe not tomorrow, but in the very near future, I think that we have to, you know, make these projections of when we can open and which businesses can open it at which rate. Like I said, we should have a fire code occupancy, like a regular occupancy like that for how many people can go into a store for safer visits.
Do you have any thoughts, or I'm not sure if you've spoken publicly on this, the governor gave a speech the other day. It landed with a thud with many people who felt like he was insulting them. How did you think that speech went?
Well, you know, he's doing what he feels is the best. I think he's a little bit of a power trip, you know. But it's not easy to make these decisions. You know, like when these situations come up, every elected official knows it's a no-win situation because it's either going to end in a disaster, which it's your fault for not being prepared, or it's going to end with a more subtle ending, which you overreacted. The thing that nobody's ever going to get is the elected officials are never going to get credit for, hey, you did the best you can, and that's why it fizzled out at the end. So, I mean, everybody has an idea of what they think is the best, and hopefully that's what happened here. You know, I mean, we put some strict guidelines in effect in Hazleton, and we went from being the worst to now it's slowing down. I mean, my biggest fear was ending up like New York with overrun hospitals and deaths every day. Yeah. You know, we did what we thought was right, and we stopped that. You know, we've also tested. I mean, Hazleton, yes, we have the highest number, but we also have the highest testing also. We've tested over 2,000 people. No other municipality has tested 10% of their population. We have. Maybe that's why our numbers are higher.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I wish I knew, because I've reached out to the Department of Health multiple times asking for the number of tests that are being processed or tests that have been given versus results that have been received and presented, and they won't give that number. So I never know how many tests. Well, I think they might be starting to put that out, but they weren't for the longest time, and that's important.
No, I've been fighting for that since day one, because you don't, I mean, yeah, we're getting the cases, but maybe it's been through everybody already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I tested 10% of my population, somebody else only tested 2% of their population, they have a bigger risk of another outbreak, because we already went through 10%. But if you go to their website by zip code, it says the number of positive cases and the number of negative cases. And if you add that together, we're over 2,000,
yeah,
which is, you know, basically 10%, 8 to 10% of our population. Nobody else is near that. So we've been very proactive from day one on this. You know, my administration, the local officials, the hospital, we've worked extremely hard to protect the citizens, and I think we've done a great job.
Yeah, Mayor Jeff Cassett, like, I appreciate you coming on and being open with this. You have made tough decisions. They haven't always been popular. And personally, to your point, I can't wait till this is all over and we can look back and I can finally decide once and for all if you did the greatest job or this is all your fault. I can't wait to blame. Look, I made that point earlier, and it's so true. It's like this isn't a blame thing. Like, a tough decision by someone in your position. It's not. It's a tough decision, and it's not like you're some maniacal dictator. The governor is some crazy dictator who wants to destroy people. I think it's just how these things are perceived, and it's all about how you deliver that message. And I think you've done a great job actually sharing your thoughts with me on the show every time we've talked. So,
and it's very hard. Like, when you answer the same question 20, 30 times a day, and then you just get to the point where you're blunt. And maybe that's the point where the governor's at now. Like, you know, he's trying to justify himself every day to every person. Where now it's like, no, this is what we're going to do. You know, I understand that. You know, but you know, I don't always agree with things that every other elected official does. But that's probably what's going through his head and his emotions right now. Also,
yeah. When it comes to managing, they always say a good boss should never tell you that they're the boss. And I feel like he kind of walked up to that line and kind of tiptoed tiptoed across that to be like, listen up, I'm in charge, which I guess you need to do sometimes. But no one ever goes, I'm glad you did that. It always is taken the wrong way. No one's ever happy with that.
It is. No, we understand that, and we accept that, you know.
Yeah.
A good elected official will understand that going into a situation. I mean, like, I sat down the first day with this, and I said, I'm in a no-win situation. I called my solicitors in. We all had a meeting, and but this is what we thought was the best moving forward. And you accept it, you know. And when it's over 4 years from now, somebody will either vote you out or vote you in. They'll tell you if you made the right decisions or not.
Yes, they will. Mayor Jeff Cassett, thanks for being on the show. I greatly appreciate your time.
Take care. Be safe.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.